True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And I know you'll never be one of those. I hope. All right, call now. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
A few minutes ago, you were talking, Mr. Rose, about a woman who was committed to supporting Mondani. You led this and this, and she's committed to blah, 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 and your partner in crime chimes in with three quick words. She needs committed. And you didn't react, but now I got to go home when 2 minutes away and clean the coffee off the inside of my windshield because I did a spit take that you wouldn't believe. And that is what's bugging me. Ha ha.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're sorry about it.
Apologized. Yeah. And if I would have caught it, I may have said something almost as witty. Then it would, that when you get it spitting out, that's one thing. When it comes out your nose, it gets ugly quick.
That's just too much. Yeah.
But we feel like, thank you, we're doing our job.
Yes.
Have a great day, by the way. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is the reaction on the ban of the open carry in Florida, specifically some of the sheriffs in South Florida. You would think these people are Marxists. They maybe are. I don't understand. Freedom rung very loudly. Our constitutional rights were upheld, but yet there are some people, conservatives, capital C-O-N, who are just clutching their pearls. They think it's going to be the end of the world, and it just really makes me sick. And I just want to say thank God Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, he made a very well-reasoned, well-articulated response. He's not going to enforce the ban. He also said that as gun owners, we have to respect private business. And I want to applaud that man. I just want to call, I just want people to remember, when you go vote, listen to what these people say, vote them out, get people in there who believe in the Constitution and freedom. And that's all I got. It just really bugs me how people are upset that freedom is ringing, Bob.
Yeah, the only thing I can think, just off the top of my head, some, and I use the word some, law enforcement-related folks might think that somehow this could make their job slightly more complicated. But also I remember the people when concealed carry was really made widespread legal in the Sunshine State, they said there'd be blood in the streets, OK Corral type stuff, you know, people drawing down on each other everywhere. That really, and there was some law enforcement people said that, some people in public office, they were all crying like this was going to be the end of the world. And of course, as we know, the crime rate plummeted.
Yeah, that's actually what's happening in Chicago.
Just, yeah, just exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Networks like CNN seem to be having a hard time putting their finger on the motive for this murder. They went as far today as to have a criminologist on telling us the difference between somebody's ideology and somebody's motive. So they're completely different things, obviously. So they just have no idea what could have motivated this guy to do this. It would be laughable if it wasn't such a serious topic the way they are covering this.
Yeah, indoctrination meets mental illness, and that's your recipe for disaster, really.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Levy County Joe, he's alive.
I am alive. Wow. How are you guys doing?
Missed you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry it's under these circumstances, but I had to say something. It's terrible that when people preach love and try to get people together that you get sickos like this that want to end that. I mean, it just baffles my mind. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure you guys heard my voice on that. Y'all have a great day.
No, we're just glad to hear your voice, period.
Yep.
It's been a while. We're glad that you're doing well. Yeah, we hope you're doing very well. All right, let's go to Melba. What's bugging you?
Well, it's funny to me that people keep saying that the guy that assassinated
Charlie Kirk,
Mr. Kirk, yes, that he turned himself in when he indeed did not. His father did. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. The shooter.
Yeah.
The shooter, I guess his father kind of talked him into it. He apparently, this is what I heard, that he said, oh, well, no, I'm not going to turn myself in. I'll just kill myself. And that's how the conversation started, and he finally talked to me. So, Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. 5 years ago, approximately, Chuck Schumer was, he's the Democrat senator from New York. He was rebuking Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch about the Roe versus Wade thing. And he basically did the insightful language, you're going to unleash the whirlwind and you won't know what hit you. Kind of like in the same sense, Charlie Kirk doesn't know what hit him. And Maxine Waters, with her phrase about, you know, getting their face at the gasoline station, that wouldn't work out really well in Florida. But these people have violent, vitriolic, violence-filled rhetoric that's feeding into this problem, and that kind of bugs me.
Well, and as a result of some of that rhetoric, Supreme Court justices have been stalked and, attacks thwarted and different things. It's, and they must know what their language is doing.
They do.
But whenever it's brought up on the lamestream media, it's like, both sides need to tone it down. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to take the wax out of both sides of your head, pal.
I don't think we've called anybody's called any Democrats names of people who killed millions of Jews and others, have they? I don't believe so. I don't believe that's happened.
People are
stupid. The S word, stupid.
Morally and logically bankrupt, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter, she always has some great stuff to share with us. That's coming up at about 8:05 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.